Great.
You guys invited me to your show.
Glad you accepted our invitation.
Yeah, well, you know, I do what I have to do to make it right.
Wow. This is major. This is major. I'm excited.
I was gonna say, if you.
Jenny,
I'm sorry.
If you want to wait a second, or do you want to start it off without him?
I mean, if you want to, you could start without him, because I don't even know if he's, you know, because his service was acting up. And if he comes in, and then he comes in, but.
Yeah, I basically just told him, you know, just call him whenever he can, you know, because he's gonna be on the road. So I know he'll have service at certain times. Well, when he gets here, I guess he gets here.
That's right. What's that say? The show don't stop for one, you know, donkey. The show don't stop. Right.
I guess after the song is done, I'm going to roll the intro and we can get started. Okay.
I think I found a way to record, so I'll put it on mute, and so I'm just letting you guys know. All right?
Okay. So, it has ended, and intro is rolling. Okay. All right, let's get ready. All right, so we got about a minute countdown, Ms. Stewart, and I'm just going to introduce the show, then I'm going to bring you in. You can take it from there. Sound good?
Did you guys say anything?
Yeah. Let's bring in the show about 30 seconds, all right? I'm going to bring in the show.
All right, take your time.
All right, cool. Okay, cool. Intro's rolling. And we're back at it one more time for the most dangerous 2 hours in radio on the Wake Up Radio. It's your host, Brother Cam Tazi, the Cutlass, and my host, Brother John the Masonic Marine, is on it. And again, we thank you for being here. And before we go to this break, big shout out to Cindy Ashby, our producer, for putting this together. Big shout out to Ra on the boards, engineering this. And big shout out to our associate producer, Sister Amber, for helping to bring this all together. So we just wanted to get that recognition in before we go to this first break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not even going to give you the number yet, because we're going to let Ms. Stewart talk for a minute, and then we're going to come on to have some conversation. So just hold on for a second. We'll be back in a moment on the Wake Up.
All right. Clear.
All right.
That's amazing.
See, I think you guys didn't know a lot of the facts that I'm giving. Somebody else's work, that's pretty easy. car, but the dad is sell it. You go steal a Maserati and go sell it. Come on. Somebody's gonna come back knowing that then you don't own the car title. You're not the owner.
Right.
Any money you made off of that Maserati belongs to the owner. The profits, the owner is entitled to the profits.
Right.
This is real. This is real. I need to slap America and wake them up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? You have the choice to take the red pill and see how deep the rabbit hole goes. Or you can just take the blue pill and simply go to sleep and do like the cipher, believe in the lie. You know you're not eating steak. The killer and the liar and you're eating mush. You're eating garbage.
You with fire tonight.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I'm bringing the fire tonight because don't you think it's time somebody set a fire in front of these people's asses?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Maybe they'll get up off of the couch.
Right. Yeah.
From where from I'm standing, all I hear is complaints.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the president. But you the one voted him in.
Thank you.
I'm like God.
Thank
now.
You.
We had a chance to go under God because you chose man, and God told you what's going to happen when you choose man. He said he's going to kill your sons, put them in the war, and kill them, and make concubines and whores out of your daughter. And now he's putting the daughters in the war and killing them and making concubines and whores out all three. Mm. So what can I tell you? You get what you ask for. You asked for it and you got it. So why are you whining and bitching? Funny to me. I didn't vote for him, but what about your opinion? I said, I don't have one because I didn't vote for him. You're angry because you did. And if you didn't, you're angry because you couldn't win, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you participated in the game. So you know that you're either going to be a winner or you're going to be a loser, so you can face up to it.
Right. I'll participate in the game. There's an outcome.
That's right. And why are you upset about it? You had a chance to win or lose. It's the same in Vegas. You're going to win all the money and you're going to lose all the money. So you need to face up to the fact that one of those endings is not going to be for your life and only one's going to be for your life.
It's just like Vegas. The house always wins.
That's right. The house always wins. Same thing with the White House. The White House always wins.
Yep.
That's the house. It's funny, but it's true.
It's the truth. It's always business as usual with them, no matter who's in office.
Exactly. Bills are still coming straight to the desk, and they're being passed. They're being signed. To the voters, no matter who it is, they're being signed. So,
mm-hmm.
The House always wins. You know? This is going really well.
Yeah, what I need to cover is the counterfeiting and bootlegging of copyright.
Mm.
Very important issue when we go back on.
Okay.
Everyone needs to understand this issue that affects everyone. Same with somebody counterfeits your money, take $100 bills and turn it into $1,000. It makes everybody's money worth it. Why do you think the agents go out to arrest the counterfeiter, because he's trying to protect his own money. Same thing with when they bootleg a copyright, makes everybody's copyright worthless.
I never knew that anybody did that. I thought for some reason, I don't know why I thought this, but I thought for some reason, if you have the copyright, you have it. Right? There's no bootleg, there's no forgery.
This is the deal. You have it.
Just like any other.
Yeah, but this is the deal. You have the copyright, you own it, but this is the deal. The government has to enforce that copyright. When you pay that money, you pay for enforcement of your rights. Just like right now, you're paying taxes. You're paying for those policemen to go out there and protect you. Right now, somebody robbed you, you go to the police department, and you say, hey, I got robbed. They stole my car. They stole my wallet. And the government doesn't protect you, and you're paying taxes. You're paying for those policemen. They're not a free government. You're paying for one. Comes out of your money. Every time you work, and then, you know, they tell you to go to court. You go there and you say, well, you know what? My phone was stolen, my wallet, and what the police tell you, you go to court. Go take the thief to court. But then when the thief, when you steal something from the thief, they, the corporations and the bank, well, they come in and arrest you. Why don't they tell you to tell them to take you to court? But it was good for the group, it was good for the gander. Why are you getting decent treatment? They're billion-dollar corporations that are stealing. Come on, make up.
Yeah.
Why do you need to take these billion-dollar corporations when you didn't pay the money for that copyright to be enforced? You're being discriminated against. You don't realize that?
Is that economic discrimination? What is that?
Economic discrimination. Racial discrimination, you make discrimination. It's all there.
Keep right now on the break, because we're about to come back in a second.
Okay, how much time we got?
We're coming up for 30, just about. So,
okay, cool.
So you know what you got to ask when you come up in 30 seconds. I'll fall right into it.
So you want me to go straight copyright stuff? I got a couple questions for you.
Yeah, well, go whatever you ask the question, whatever you feel.
Cool, but it's in there. That's my next question. I got you. We got like 10 seconds. And we're back at it on the Wake Up Radio. Your host, Brother Cam, Kazi the Cutlass. And I'll tell you what, we're about to go to this next break, Mr. Stewart. Ladies and gentlemen, the Oracle speaks. Listen up. Listen to what this sister's telling us right now. We're going to go to this break right now, and we're going to come back and continue this conversation on the other end. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to On the Wake Up Radio, and we will be right back.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys know about that. You guys are talking about that, because that's what the whole big world is about, is creating an illusion to kind of pacify others.
Yeah, right. And I'd really like to go in even with, you know, technology, the spiritual technology you talk about. I know we have some more to talk about with your case and the story. And we do talk a lot about future technology on this network in general. And so much of what you're saying and so much of what you've written already, it applies to our regular conversations. Our day-to-day conversations deal with the Matrix, the holographic universe, our relationship to this holographic universe. These are our regular conversations.
Oh my God, what's going on, people? That's my brother Nunzi. I have seen.
Yeah, we have
some as you call. Yeah, I know. I just heard the reception. I just pressed the link and I heard a pedophile and everything and it's gate cannon fodder. I'm in a vehicle right now in rural Pennsylvania, so the reception might not be as up to snuff, but I'm gonna try to hang on as much as possible. And I'm gonna most likely have it on mute most of the time and try to chime in when I can. But it's, you know, how's the ambiance in the back, the audio, the audio, am I, is
it we a little bit. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Hey, John, I say hello to Miss Stewart. Miss Stewart, this is John, my co-host.
Yeah, hi, John. I heard you on your way. Great.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
We're looking
forward to having you.
Yeah, well, I love that. I will come back because I love these guys, and I would like to really blow up your show there, really give some deep stuff to think about.
Yep. And anywhere you want to take it, we can go there with you. I promise.
Yeah, well, you guys can ask me anything. You don't have to hold back. That's what makes a great interview.
Yeah.
Who makes a train interview?
Cool. Yeah. You don't have to hold back.
This is going really well so far. Really well. Everybody I've ever spoke to has, in one way or another, I think I was telling you this last weekend, in one way or another has been affected by the Matrix. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in the smallest way, or then mimicking how, the bullet time with the slow motion effects, or in the largest way of realizing that, hey, maybe I'm in the Matrix type of deal.
See that the Matrix is black, I mean, it's people of color. Even the white people knew that. They say, the black woman wrote the Matrix because the bad guys in the Matrix are the white guys. We're the bad guys.
Right.
In our movies, the white people tell you in their movies, the white man is saving the world. It's Spider-Man, Iron Man, Superman, Batman, and Rocky saving the world. And one or two black people get killed down. They're not the stars of the film. They cause the problem.
It's Janet's problem.
In a white science fiction. And I'm like, why would black people deny the Matrix and Terminator when they're black? They're black movies. But it's black science fiction. To go over the whole entire globe, with 3/4 of the world of black people. Give me a break here.
Look in Zion. Look who was there. Look what melanin was there. In the end, you know, melanin prevailed overall. You know,
took the words out of my mouth. You remember when they went to the melanated floor, right? Everyone dressed in white.
Yep. Yeah. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was curious.
Black people going down there.
Exactly.
Y'all actually showed that?
Well, the Matrix gave you guys pride in yourself. The first time you see yourself as black superheroes, and it's based on our living hero at the time, the late Muhammad Ali. We had a living hero. The Black Panthers are the Black Panthers that suffered and died in the 60s and the 70s. Huey Newton and all those other great ones that are still living and some that have passed away. Amy Shakur, Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, Edward Cleaver, his wife Kathleen. You know, think about all of these people that gave education and free lunch programs to people. They contribute a lot. And maybe the Black Panther movie is a huge contribution to all these black people, Black Panthers, and they try to blackball Beyonce when she gave the Black Panther nomination during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Honoring the Black Panthers. Black Power.
That was the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, and the late John Lewis, Congressman Lewis, in his book in the year 2000, Bending with the Wind, he tells how all of the organizations sold out, Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, NAACP, all of the whites came in, infiltrated them, gave them millions of dollars because they were poor before. Gave them a platform, and then the Black Panthers would not sell out, so they killed them out.
Wow.
They were the real black heroes.
Wow, we were just talking about Messy Jesse and them last week, weren't we, John? Messy Jesse.
Even Sam Fine didn't slow down. Hell, it's all true. Sorry. It's just true.
Mm-hmm. They're still here.
They don't defend no black. Look at all the blacks that was getting killed, shot in the back. They wasn't defending nobody.
You're with it now.
Yeah, where are they now? They were being rocking no boat.
No. Still here, living large. Still on TV.
Look, and this is the awful prophecy. Listen to what I'm getting ready to tell y'all now. In a minute, three-fourths of all of the world is going to claim they got black blood in a minute.
Everybody's going to be black in their DNA, in their background. We're about to go back on, Miss Stewart.
Yep. Here we go. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Wake Up Radio. We're going to this right now. We're going to come back real quick after this and continue this conversation because I already know it's about to go deep. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you can feel it too. Just hang on and we will be right back with you on the Wake Up.
All right. It was clear. Wow.
Wow.
Because the law says that if you take, you have to give. If you give, you have to receive. And the more you give, the more you receive. And if you're not, you know, doing that principle, that circulation, then you have to leave here. If you just taking, being, giving, you got to go. And if you're just giving, and not receiving, you got to go. You have to practice the law of full. It's giving and receiving. It's a circulation. It's a currency. It's just, that's why it's called a currency. Because it's following a current, just like the sea, like the waters, like the ocean. Just like the spiral at the top of your hair there. And just like everything has a spiral, the tornado, the hurricane, the tsunami, the earthquake. They all are spiraling. If you look at it, everything is spiraling. It's following the law of circulation, of obedience. Everything except for man. That God has given man free will. Everything else is not them. The angels of God and obedience.
Sorry, Mr. Stewart. Where we at, Ra?
I was about to say, would you like to cut this second song short right after this song is done? We just kind of go back on the air with this, but it's like, it sounds like it's a boom beat behind the scenes.
We got to get this on the air. We got to get her playing this.
We're going to lay it out for Ms. Stewart so that we can come back to this right here.
So in the meantime, in that case, just get ready. I'm about to put this back on. You know.
Okay, you gonna give me the go?
Yeah, so just keep on. I'm about to.
Gotcha. Here we go. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That's 678-603-4390. We'll be back on the way.
All right, clear.
Yeah, this is gonna fire the whole bunch of people's front. What I just told them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that this real, the change is coming, and God says everything must change. Nothing can remain the same. And that old stuff that they did is so dead now that it can't even stir up a bunion for them. They're sick of it.
Mm.
White people said they're sick of. Looking at it, was more white people in there to see the black fans than black people. I am not joking.
They want something fresh. They want something fresh. They're hungry.
They're hungry. It's just like you said somebody the same. Listen, it's just like you said somebody the same meal for 20 years. Can you imagine you had the same meal for 20 years and then something else got on the table? You trying to beat somebody up to get to it. They had a formula, you guys, of the same movie. Come on. They even had a black copy of the same white movie that they put out. They just changed it to black, had black people acting all white and stupid. Come on, it wasn't written by no black person.
You can tell the difference.
You need to show unity. You need to show economically it's the darker skin ones that instead of coming up to the top now with the money and everything.
Okay. And it's like, you know, the thing with me, like, I've always had these ideas, and I have crazy, my brain is like, I have a wacky mind. And, like, obviously, these ideas with scripts and novels and superhero movies that actually resonate and that are actually tangible, that I know unequivocally would touch every human being with a fucking conscience. I can, but it's just like just the fact that. Yeah, I've been intimidated by, like, putting my ideas on paper. It's like, oh, like, where do I start? How do I format it? How do I write a screenplay? That's where I'm at right now. Like, and it frustrates me because I have about 1,000 ideas a day that are actually, like, shit hot, like, liquid magma. But it's like, I get so depressed and, you know, the vices are super fluidy. And, you know, ideas at times go by the wayside, but it's just one idea with this novel of this melanated superhero that's going to expose the lies of it's going to literally parallel all the awakening that's been on social media, and he's going to make a decision that's going to be the climax. You know what I mean? Do they stay or do they go? Mm. And you know I'm going with that. This fucking, he gets his powers, and then the world's like, wait a fucking minute, because Israel... And Palestine's living in our part of the state. We give, you know, these people $11 million a day, $38 million a year. They're running our laws, robbing us of our civil liberties and our rights, robbing us of our fucking open choice and freedom of speech and entertainment and media. You know what I mean? They're in essence, are symbiotic and effective. So, you know what I mean? This character makes that decision. And then the world looks at him.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Gentlemen on the wake up.